Morning, everyone.
Morning.
It's nice to be standing here. This is my first time to stand in front of you, and I've been asked to speak about Nicodemus. We all know Nicodemus, the Pharisee who went to Jesus by night. I'm sorry, my voice is a bit hoarse. I had a cold, so I'm just getting out of it. So I'm going to read from John 3, verse 1 to 21. Okay. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jews' ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with you." Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Now, how can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it's coming from. So it is with everyone born of spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," Jesus said, "and do not understand these things. Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify of what we have seen. But still, you people do not accept your testimony. You accept our testimony. I've spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of God must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world," verse 16, "the world that he gave his only one and only Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believed in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict: light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light, because of their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." Amen. This was the conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus. I've titled my speech today, "The Guy Who Came to Jesus at Night," and it has got three steps. Nicodemus, as we all know him, was a very powerful man, a moral and upbringing Pharisee, and a member of the Jewish ruling council. Nicodemus was also a respected religious leader, a teacher of the scriptures. He knew the scriptures very well. We might also know the scriptures very well. yet recognized that there was something different about this Jesus. Knowledge alone was not enough. He needed personal encounter with the Savior. He came out at night, perhaps because he feared what others might think. You might fear what others will think about you coming to Jesus. Maybe he was afraid of his status because he was a well-known Pharisee and he was a man of stature. Yet, despite his fears, he still came to Jesus. And Jesus didn't rebuke him. Many people are like Nicodemus. They have questions about God, but hesitate because of fear, pride, or what will others say. Jesus never rejected Nicodemus. A Pharisee who came at night, Jesus told Nicodemus that unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's John 3, verse 3. Nicodemus thought Jesus was talking about physical birth, but Jesus was speaking about spiritual transformation. Nicodemus needed to be born again of water and spirit. The outward washing must be accompanied by inward dwelling of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Being born again means to start anew, receiving forgiveness from Christ, becoming a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Leave behind past hate, habits, old ways. This is Philippians 3, 13 to 14. Allowing the Holy Spirit to come into our heart. Living a life that honors God, that's transformation. Jesus went on to say that we cannot see God physically, but we see evidence of God, like the wind. We cannot see it, but can see its effect on trees and leaves. Jesus lovingly challenged Nicodemus about his beliefs using the image of the snake in the desert. That is from Numbers 21. Jesus predicts that he himself will be lifted up on the cross. During this chat, Jesus showed, he shared the famous verse, we all know it, John 3, verse 16. That God loved the world so much, he gave his only son. Whoever believeth in him will have eternal life. Notice that Jesus did not say God loves good people. He loves the whole world. The cross is the proof of God's love. Jesus came not to condemn us, but to save us. The message brought hope to Nicodemus and is still bringing hope to all of us. We are going into step number three. Number two, we see how Nicodemus is being transformed. He is now defending Jesus. That's in John 7, 51. After coming to Jesus at night, now he is starting to be transformed. He is coming to Jesus. He is openly accepting that Jesus is Christ. The chief priests and Pharisees wanted to arrest Jesus. Nicodemus spoke up. He's now speaking up. His fellow leaders, he asked his fellow leaders if their law allowed them to judge a man before hearing him out first. They wanted to judge Jesus before they could even hear what it was all about. Showing his growing separation from being blind, in a blind opposition. The other counselors did not appreciate his appeal for justice. Instead of addressing the law, they turned to Nicodemus with insult. Showing his growing they asked him sarcastically, "Are you from Galilee?" John 7:52. There was something about Galilee. Galilee was considered a provincial backward, and this was an insult meant to question his royalty and intelligence. Nicodemus' intervention caused a division, and everyone left. Can you defend Jesus? we are going into step number three. We see that he is openly coming out. He is now completely transformed. He stood for Jesus. He came by night and he came. He stood for Jesus, defending him. Now we can see he is coming openly. The burial of Jesus in John 19, verse 38 to 41. During his death, Nicodemus stepped out into the open. He brought 57 pounds of costly fixture of myrrh and aloe. He helped Joseph of Arimathea wrap the body of Jesus in linen with spice and placed him in a new tomb. Just imagine, all the Pharisees were looking. But he didn't care. He had to do what he had to do because he had encountered Jesus. There was something happening in him. He was coming out in open. Previously, Nicodemus visited Jesus only at night, out of fear of others. Defending Jesus, helping to bury Jesus, only showed a bold shift in his faith. He now has faith in Jesus. Maybe today you are like Nicodemus. You have questions. Steve is there. The elders are here to help you. Come just as you are to Jesus because he loves you. Amen. Amen.